gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treat, and Vitacraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. A five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can get it in pet stores. Good pets food, supplements, and treats giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the word pets in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, don't forget, SCOE 10X is back. If you are looking for the best odor eliminator out there, you want SCOE 10X. And you can only purchase it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Workman Publishing, the Hashid Book Group, they have calendars for 2026. Check them out. And don't forget, if you want to join me in Italy next year, check me out at TalkinPets.com or on Colette, 800-581-8942, 1-382-009. This is Talkin' Pets.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock, or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch hit her spine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a hunting that man who first thought of daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was going fine. But I guess he's here and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought of daylight saving time. His followers all will argue that they've gained an hour of life by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour or more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. I'm a hunting that man who first thought of daylight saving time. Prove why the clocks will move, and I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a counting sheep, losing sleep, get up late, miss the date, couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. Try as they will, they'll never gain with daylight saving time.
I figured we'd go for the whole thing.
That was a great reminder.
Yeah. Actually, you got to remember that you got to turn back the clocks tonight. So, what, at 2 a.m., we're going to be turning back, and it's going to be
1
a.m.
So we gain an hour.
I'm sure people that are in the bars are going to be happy. That means they get, like, an extra hour to drink. and hopefully responsibly, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Always drink responsibly.
So I'm always curious, in a training point of view, how animals deal with daylight savings time, mainly because of the fact that our schedules change. You know, it gets darker sooner. So if your cat or your dog or whatever animal you may have is used to you coming home, and all of a sudden you show up and it's dark outside, does that confuse them?
Yeah. They're like, you're late for dinner.
Exactly. Thank you.
I usually adjust the feeding time because, you know, in my history of dogs, they will alert me that I am doing a bad job at being a pet parent for being an hour late for dinner.
Yeah, I mean... I would imagine, you know, the clocks are all upset and everything like that with, you know, with your pets, and they're used to this, and they're waiting for mommy to come home or daddy to come home, and everything has kind of changed.
But it takes them a while to adjust.
Yeah.
I find that it takes them, you know, a few months to be like, oh, okay, this is...
But it's also, too, the other way around in terms of the morning, because then the sun comes up earlier, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
they're in more of a hurry to get outside.
So when your cat used to, like my cats, like especially Shadow, who is dominating the chair in the studio today because it's just Jasmine and I today. And basically, she's all happy over there.
Yeah.
But she'll come in the mornings and she'll slap me in the face with her, with her paw. Literally, no joking aside.
Because I mean, it's you like, work for her, and how dare you sleep beyond the time she
if
wants
I'm
you
gonna
to
sleep in, you know, because usually I get up around, you know, 8:15, get up, make my coffee, come in the office, and I'm in the office all day. And she's kind of used to that. So now
she's,
that the outside's gonna
she's
look
going
different.
To let you know.
Yeah, she does too. She very much. Yeah, you know, it was weird too because yesterday, of course, was Halloween. She was acting so weird. I was home all night, and I waited for the Halloweeners. Guess how many I got?
How many?
A total of 3.
Hey, that's more than last year, right? Didn't you only get one last year?
No, I got about 10 last year.
Oh, okay.
So, but I got 3, and it was just kind of weird because I think, I don't know where they're going. I don't know if they're celebrating.
Well, this side of the street is a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they can, how some other neighborhoods, they can just circle around blocks and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part, like, where would they
I see what
park
you're saying.
And, yeah.
But I think kids nowadays, they have their own thing going on. They have their own parties.
And there's all.
And they go to the rich neighborhoods.
Well, and it's also, they do trunk or treat. They weren't doing trunk or treat when I was a kid. We had to work hard for our candy. We had to walk for miles to collect our pillowcases of candy.
Well, I've got a lot of chocolate in there, so I hope you can eat it.
I really shouldn't.
I've already been munching on it, so not a good thing, and definitely not good for the pets. So if people have chocolate left over because of yesterday, then make sure that you don't let your pets get into it, so don't keep it out on the tables or anything like that, because it's very toxic to them. So you could have dire problems, not only with the chocolate, but also with the wrappers. So be very careful on that. So if you've got leftovers, make sure you keep them in a cabinet someplace where the kids can't get to them. And I mean your furry kids.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good idea to always know the pet poison control number so that you can call. Because where we live, if you have an instance, my dog ate some chocolate, dark chocolate that my daughter had. And if you need to take your dog to the emergency vet for that, you have to call the pet poison control number first, talk to them, and tell them all the information. Then they communicate with the emergency vet. So you have to have that connection already.
Yeah, I mean, it is good to have a vet on hand. There's no doubt about that.
And the poison control number.
Right. Yeah. And also, too, if you think it might be poison, like by an element like a cleaner or anything besides chocolate or whatever, you want to make sure that you bring that with you.
Oh, yeah. They want to know exactly what it is.
Right. What they got into. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, you know, I had a case with one of the doctors here on the show where they had someone that their dog got into their stash.
Oh.
And if
like, what kind? Like
was,
trees?
No, it was cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dog went into seizures and everything. And I saw the dog at the clinic because I was there. But the thing is anything of that sort, whatever you may have that may be legal or illegal, make sure you keep it out of the pet's grabs.
Oh, my goodness. Call me when
you're down. So, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. The lines are open, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house. So, and by the way, if she's not on the air right... Well, she is on the air with us right now. But when she's not on the air, you can find her at...
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
And you do sessions outside of the show, right? You do sessions outside of the show on video?
Yeah, I do Zoom sessions. I do have lives available for groups as well.
Well, once again, the lines are open, though, and we are here to talk to you. 818-818-6401. We have Name That Animal Sound coming up, so stay tuned for that. And let's talk pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033. 2033 or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued its first emergency use authorization for animal drug, authorizing the use of Credelio chewable tablets to treat New World screwworm infestations in dogs and puppies. The agency concluded that, based on the scientific evidence available, it is reasonable to believe that Credelio may be effective in treating New World screwworm infestations in dogs and puppies, and the known and potential benefits of the product outweigh its known and potential risk. The FDA acted swiftly to make a screwworm treatment available for dogs in the U.S., says the FDA Commissioner Marty Makary. When it comes to emerging animal health threats, we need to be proactive, not reactive. The FDA is using the EUAs to bolster our nation's preparedness for NWS, says Timothy Schell. While most U.S. dogs reportedly face low NWS risk, animals near the U.S.-Mexico border or those that have traveled to affected countries remain vulnerable. The authorization follows the August 2025 declaration by the Secretary of Health and Human Services identifying NWS as a potential public health emergency. Credelio, made by Elanco Animal Health, was originally approved in 2018 for flea and tick control. We appreciate the FDA's review of the scientific data demonstrating that Credelio may be an effective treatment against New World screwworms in dogs. This first ever emergency use authorization for NWS in dogs gives veterinarians and pet owners peace of mind knowing there's an authorized treatment option available as soon as they may need it. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Now, you know there was going to be like a weird song afterwards because of the topic of screwworms.
Right.
So, and believe it or not, that was a song called Screwworm.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, a little drastic, but the only one that was out there. So, what do you think? Time for... Time for the games, and what we're going to do is we are going to play an animal sound. If you can identify what animal makes this sound, what we're going to do is we are going to set you up with a prize. And your prizes are, you can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. You could go with Good Pets Foods, and they have a three-pack, which is multivitamins, hip and joint, and multivitamin. I think I said that one. And also, we do have Scoe 10X, the odor eliminator. Also, we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. From Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a cow It's actually a cow. Keychain. And we have a CD from Trace Nixon. He's a just came out with a brand new CD. He's a country singer. Great guy, by the way. And the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. And we have a book on pets, pets, pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as a book on dogs. And we do have a calendar for 2026. Wouldn't make any sense to give you a 2025. But, so, those are your choices if you can identify this creature. It sounds sweet.
It does sound sweet.
Sounds like it's trying to give you a kiss.
It does. It sounds like it's begging for attention.
They're absolutely really cute. And they do have them on farms. So what creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your guesses. So if you have a guess, call into Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. So I want to ask you some of the basics, Jasmine. I want to ask you, like, when people get a puppy or maybe get an older dog, which I think is phenomenal if people adopt an older dog. I wanted to ask you about the basics about, like, for instance, the first thing you really kind of want to teach your dog, is it sit?
Yeah, well, potty training is number one. And then usually, you know, working on puppy biting and not jumping on people when they come in the door, things like that. House manners is usually what I tend to work on first. Sit is one of the first commands, yes. Leash walking, getting them used to being on a leash.
So if you go with sit...
Summer's trying to climb to the top of that.
Oh, she's good.
Okay.
That's their Halloween toy. I got them a, what do you call it?
Oh, there's a cat post back there.
Yeah, there's
okay.
I got them a plaything.
I was like, that's new. I've never seen her that high up before.
She's looking at you from over the top. Yeah, she loves sitting up there. I mean, I was kind of wondering, oh, they're not going to use it. I put it in. I thought, I put it here in the studio with me, and I thought they're never going to use it. But they all use it. Every single one. All three of them. But
oh, that's awesome.
She loves the top part. She loves to be up high. So she's, yeah, I didn't know what you were pointing at. I was like, what?
I thought she was going to try to jump up on top of that.
Oh, Lord, that would go with the day.
Yeah.
but going back to the sit thing, though, I mean, when you're teaching your dog to sit, is there a certain way? I mean, some people say it's not a good idea to push their booty down.
No, you don't want to do that. You can accidentally injure them. You don't want to push them down. You want to lure them into the position, teach them a verbal command and hand signal for the command versus forcing them into doing it.
Yeah, because, I mean, does that teach them just the wrong method? I mean, if you're kind of forcing their booty down?
You can hurt them. You can, you know, if you're pushing them into a position.
Too hard.
Yeah, you can, because puppies are still developing and, you know, their joints aren't connected very well. They're very limber. But, and even with an older dog, you don't want to force them into doing it. You guide them into the position, you mark it and reward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a question or you want to guess on what animal sound that was, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind.
I just put sorry about the technical difficulties with the stream.
How to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn, thank you, darling.
Well, I'm frantic about this crazy little critter. I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no. No, he's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet.
Really
he's a paladoxin. What do you call it?
What the password on for that?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away there like they did.
The time will either go really fast or really slow
last
today.
He was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poop pants,
so you
know. All of a sudden, here it is.
Facebook,
we're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
That's going to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he is just on peeing and pooing out. No, pardon my French. No.
Really
and he won't use the poop pen. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor
cat. He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but to use the poop pen is wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat.
Yeah.
And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you'd have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, we don't poor have kitty, and let him out again.
He raises, he yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You'll come back with a boo. And everybody said, they said, hey, Ev, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box, and then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house, and then they still let him run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
Hey, that really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poop pen. The poop pen. To use the poop pen is wonderful.
It's the poop pen.
The poop pen. That's the new one.
The poop pen.
To the poop pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Open for CNN's Hero of the Year Award, and the Animal Rescue Corps, ARC, a national nonprofit animal protection organization, is calling on supporters to cast their vote for its founder and executive director, Tim Woodward. Last month, Woodward was recognized by CNN for his leadership in animal rescue and his ongoing mission to end suffering through ARC's large-scale rescue operations, disaster responses, and community outreach. His nomination highlights more than a decade of work leading teams into crisis situations to save animals from cruelty, neglect, and natural disasters. Being named a CNN Hero finalist is a personal honor, and more importantly, is an opportunity to shine a light on our mission to directly support law enforcement in resolving situations of cruelty that have sometimes lasted decades, Woodward said. This recognition reminds us all that kindness matters, and that together we can use our compassion to create real, lasting change. Supporters can vote at the CNN website at cnn.com/heroes until 11:59 p.m. on November 30th. Individuals are encouraged to submit up to 10 votes per day using a verifiable email and to subsequently double their votes by sharing on social media. The winner will receive $110,000 for their organization and will be announced during the CNN Heroes, an all-star tribute broadcast later this year. If we win, that funding will go directly toward expanding our ability to respond to animals in need, removing them from life-threatening situations, and ending suffering, Woodward said. This is more than an award. It is an opportunity for more people to learn about ARC's critical work and how they can help. To learn more about ARC's mission or to make a donation, visit animalrescuecorps.org. Visit talkinpets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The animal sound is still out there. We want to know, actually, if you might have an idea of what this is. And if you farm them, then you definitely know what it is. I like it. I think that's so cute.
It sounds adorable.
You know, the weird part is they're very cute looking.
They look like they're smiling.
And they're kind of like in the same species realm as
a camel.
A camel?
Yeah, they're in the same family.
Same family as a camel. But they're much cuter.
They are.
I mean, we get to look at the face. If you can see the face, it is absolutely adorable.
You might have accidentally flashed the face on the camera.
I probably did.
You're not used to being over there.
No, I'm in the producer's chair today, so it's a little more difficult for me. I'm doing, like, trying to keep my mind straight and everything else.
He's over there juggling. You should see him. It's like a circus act.
And especially, you know, it's like I have to sit here and look at it and go, what's next? I'm used to sitting over there and thinking only about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if somebody knows, I will give them a hint to make it easier. The name of this animal, it begins with the letter A, as in apple. But, of course, an apple doesn't make that sound.
And if it does, don't eat it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be eating that ever again. But it may sound cute, but not coming from an apple.
Right, exactly.
So, what is this? They're absolutely adorable.
It sounds like an excited puppy.
Kind of does. I like it.
Me too.
I get used to listening to that.
Yeah. I want one.
You want everything over there.
I do. I do. Listen, I'm going to do like Neverland Ranch 2.0.
I was supposed to go there, by the way.
If I ever win the lottery, I won't tell anybody, but there will be signs because you will see me posting about my pet giraffe, zebra, that animal.
When Michael was alive, I was supposed to actually go
really
up in Neverland Ranch.
But, that would have been so fun.
Yeah, I was like so close.
Oh, man.
But didn't happen. Hey, 818-818-6401. We're open to your training questions, your behavior questions, and we're open to your guesses on what creature that is that makes that adorable sound. And it begins with the letter A, as in apple. So what creature is that? And people do farm them. They're big on farming now. I mean, and they're just adorable.
I've been to one of the farms.
It's weird because until you told me, I never knew they were part of the camel family.
I didn't know that either.
But it makes sense, though, if you kind of look at them. And they do spit also, I believe. So,
yeah,
because camels spit.
Yeah.
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So when somebody wants to train their dog on the basics and they're training the dog on sit, for instance, and all of a sudden, is it good to use a hand gesture?
It is. I prefer using hand signals as well as verbal commands because sometimes I use one and not the other. If I'm on the phone and I need to direct my dog on what to do, she understands all of the hand signals, so I can just give her her hand signals, and I'm not interrupting my call. Or if we're out in a, you know, loud place or something like that, she's looking at my hand signals versus me having to try to project my voice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then what about treats? I mean, versus, you know, just using like a good boy or something like
I
that.
I use both.
You do both?
Yeah, until they get the hang of something and they are more reliable and consistent with the behavior. You want to start off with paying them because nobody wants to work for free.
Do you ever work with a clicker?
I do clicker training, yes. Oh, it looks like we have a caller. We have a guesser for that animal sound.
Who is it?
It's Claire from Oregon.
Hey, Claire, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm multitasking today, but it seems to be okay so far. So tell me, what do you... Thank you. What do you think this is?
An alpaca.
You think it's an alpaca?
Yeah, it's a camelid, and they farm them, and it starts with an A.
Well, congratulations. You are 100% correct. So, Now you got a prize coming out to you, Claire. What do you want to go with? Do you have cats, dogs? Do you like to read? Do you need a calendar? We got a bunch of stuff.
I breed standard smooth options, so anything to do with dogs would be nice.
I've got from Good Pets Foods, I've got the treats. You can try those. They're supplement treats. If you want to try using those, I'll send those out to you.
That sounds great.
All right, got it.
I want to know how she knew that was an alpaca.
Too many clues.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Okay, so basically we gave it away. It wasn't because of the sound. Okay.
The camel was the important clue.
Oh.
You knew that they were related.
I know the camelids, like llamas, llamas or whatever, and camels and alpacas.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I learned something new today.
Yeah, I mean, so did I, because I didn't know that either. So, well, congratulations, Claire.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for offering it.
Claire's the smart one here today. So, Claire, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We're going to get your address and everything, and we're going to ship those out to you.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Claire. That's Claire out there in Oregon, and she is the winner. It was the alpaca. So, I mean, you know, if I lived on a farm and I had, like, an alpaca that I could, like, play with all the time and everything, I would be in my glory because they sound so cool. She's getting used to her buttons over there.
I am.
You're making me jealous. Oh, not that jealous. But thank you. At my age. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
And we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.com.
Named Zoe, required expert help after falling between two large boulders in Romana, California. According to San Diego Fire, Zoe's owner reached out for assistance after determining that the terrified pup could not be removed without professional help. The agency said firefighters from USAR 12 Deer Springs and Engine 82 Romana responded to the scene and used pneumatic airbags to remove the boulders just enough to create a space for rescue. Using ropes, hoses, and a whole lot of heart, the crews worked together to carefully pull Zoe from the crevice and bring her to safety. The rescuers were eventually met with success, and little Zoe was safely reunited with her grateful owner. The department writes, "Zoe was reunited with her grateful owner, tail wagging and spirits high. We're so glad this rough situation had a happy ending for everyone involved." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine, the dog trainer.
You are not hidden. Never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. Send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, congratulations to Claire. She knew that the animal was an alpaca. So she was our winner in this show today, in this hour, by the way. So I want to ask you, we were talking about, you know, basic training, and we were talking about sit, but also one of the other ones would be stay, that I think people have a hard time with. Because if you want your dog to stay on one side, you know, like maybe 10 yards from you,
uh-huh,
and every time you start to walk the other way, the dog follows behind you. How do you, what's your...
Well, you have to build them up to that. So you work on duration versus distance. You can't just start from zero and get them to stay in one place while you walk on the other side of the house or the other side of a field. You work on the duration of time that they are staying. Teach them that stay means don't move. Momentarily, temporarily, and then you build up that time, and then you slowly start to add distance to make them reliable and consistent with that behavior.
So what do you think about using, so when you're doing the stay thing, you're not using any kind of a long lead or anything like that?
Indoors, no. In a fenced yard, no. But if I were out at a park in a field, and just for safety purposes, keep them from running off. Yes, I do use a 15 to 20 foot lead, sometimes even longer.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, squirrel, basically.
Yeah, and cars.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, like me sometimes, getting old, you know, you get distracted. What was I just thinking about? I saw a squirrel over here, you know.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm staying. Oh, butterfly.
Exactly. So, I mean, and the dogs, you know, they're fascinated outside when they see things
like
that.
Well, yeah, it's fun. Everything's exciting, especially for a puppy. You know, they're very easily distracted. They have short attention spans. So I always tell people, don't expect your puppy that's a couple of months old to be able to stay for 15 minutes in one spot. You know, we have to build them up to that. It's something that you have to work on building up.
Yeah, and I mean, it does take time.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing with dogs, and a lot of people need to understand that some dogs will take longer than others. And it's repetition, right?
It is repetition. It's repetition, consistency, and clear communication. Because a lot of times people are confusing their dogs. Like they're saying stay, and they haven't taught the dog stay, and then getting irritated that the dog isn't doing stay or sit, whatever the command may be. We have a tendency as humans to just say things to them and expect them to know what it means. That's not the way it works. You have to show them exactly what every word means that we want them to do, or we're just creating a situation where that command is meaningless. So if a dog is incessantly barking and we say, shut up, stop barking, be quiet, they don't know what that means. They just know that you're saying it while they're barking. And the louder you get, the more they feel like you're barking with them. You're excited too. So the best way for handling that type of behavior is to flush it out by ignoring it. And then when there's a pause, then you say, this is what quiet is. So you say, good quiet. So they understand quiet means they're not barking.
And you want to use the same words, correct?
Yes.
Because that'll kind of confuse them.
Right. No, it won't kind of confuse them. It will. So, like, I run into issues where I've got to make sure people understand we want them to not jump, right? So if we're saying down when they're actively jumping on us, and then we're also using down as the lie down command, we are not teaching them what down means specifically. So this creates confusion. We want to make sure that we are using a specific command for everything. So down is lie down. I mean, you can use any word for your commands, but you have to be consistent and make sure it means one thing.
Well, once again, the number is 818-818-6401. If you have a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to call in. 818-818-6401. But yeah, I mean, and just because of a certain breed, that doesn't mean that, like, if a golden retriever, one dog gets it really quick, doesn't mean that his brother's going to understand what the heck's going on.
No. They're all individuals just like humans, you know. Generally speaking, there are certain things that work for every dog, but it's very, yeah, it varies.
It's like one of my favorite movies.
Sound of Music?
I love Sound of Music.
Me too.
I can watch it like over and over and over again.
I love musicals.
I do, to a degree. They're more entertaining, I think, if you go to see a play than...
I've never been to, well, not like a real one. You know, my daughter was in theater, so I did go to her. But I mean, she's listening. That was a real performance, but, you know...
we just had a squirrel moment, by the way.
Let's fix that.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. If you are looking to get a dog or a cat or whatever you may be, maybe even a pig... go to your local shelter or rescue and look there first, please. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.